Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton with you. Area 45, Chris Santiago still alive.
A couple of interesting things just happened.
With Shea Whitcomb?
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So you know how we were talking with Christine Brennan about Caitlin Clark, and how she just came back and hits three logo threes in a row with her team down eight.
Is tonight her first game back?
Or? Tonight's her second game back.
That's what I thought.
So yeah. She's in game tonight at home against the Connecticut Sun. Gets deliberately thumbed in the eye. Whistle is blown. And then out of nowhere, right, Marina Mabry is just going to come up and shove her to the floor out of nowhere. The whistle's been blown. The ball is dead. And she just comes out of nowhere and gives her a two-hander to put her to the floor.
Yeah, the second one, there's no doubt that that was, egregious, and she was going after Caitlin Clark. But the swipe to the eye, I need to see that again. I thought she might have been going for the
she
ball.
She was not ejected.
The second one?
Yeah.
For bumping her?
She was not ejected.
That's wild. That was right in front of the referee.
Right in front of the referee. Not
Caitlin
ejected.
Clark literally fell into the referee's arms.
The WNBA is an unserious league. This is the number one bell cow in your damn league. You saw the ratings got cut in half.
Yeah.
When she doesn't play, she is your cash cow. And you're just, I mean, look, if this happened to any other player, it's an ejection. But for Caitlin Clark, not only is it not an ejection, I mean, she's not even calling a foul.
You know, the WNBA, though, on the opposite end of the spectrum for, decades upon decades, is criticized for taking care, maybe taking too good care of their stars, favoring them and things like that, from Jordan all the way to Steph Curry.
I mean, if
Curry
that
now,
happened to SGA in the NBA, the three players would have been ejected,
boom,
and so would the coach.
Boom, boom. There ain't no question about that, unless it's Draymond Green.
That's not your foul.
Different rules. But, no, you're 100% right on that, and I did, now I've seen it for the eighth time.
See, watch her.
Really good angles.
She's not even going for the ball.
No, she ain't going for the ball. That was blatant, hand to eye, finger to eye, whatever.
Just so you know, that whole game has been chippy. I mean, it's been chippy. I mean, what's her name? One of the girls that used to play for Ohio State, her and Caitlin Clark they've been going back since college. So that whole game's been chippy. Yeah, and I'm gonna be honest with you, that kind of looked like a flop to me. And y'all can sit here and y'all can defend Caitlin Clark and all that, but that looked like a flop. I mean, she literally rushed her and barely touched her. Yeah,
dude,
you can say the other girl,
you
maybe.
Think that's a
dude,
flop.
That's a flop. Stop,
you're the only
stop
person
trying to defend
in America
her.
Who thinks
I
that.
I get it. I get
you're
it.
You're the only person in America
it.
Who
I
thinks that's a flop.
I get it. You want to defend Caitlin Clark. You think
dude,
she's
it's
all that.
It's a two-hand shove.
Dude, no. It's, she literally went. Did her arms extend? No.
I'm going to watch it again because this is clearly a two-hand shove. She runs up into her
you
and hits
Caitlin
her.
You have Caitlin Clark on a pedestal, man. Like, relax.
Because
it's a
she's
game.
The best player in the league.
No, she's not.
She's the best player.
She's one of the best players, but she is not the best player.
Oh, dude, she runs up to her and hits her with the two short arms just like that in the ribs. Oh, come on, man.
Oh,
So hold on.
So if this was any other player, would you be making this big of a deal?
A, yeah, if it happened to somebody else, it's still nonsense. But the fact that it happens to Caitlin Clark as often as it does.
Sir, I'm going to give you the Dikembe right now, Chris. No.
Dude, the whole game's been chippy.
Hold on, though.
That doesn't.
What you just
why
said.
Why is it always Clark who's getting hit?
It's
dead balls, hit from behind.
Everybody else gets hit, too.
Not like
Angel
her.
Reese got her braids pulled the other game. I didn't hear you complaining about that then.
We weren't on.
No,
we weren't on.
Hey, no, no, fair but point. But
And also, watched that video. Her hair was barely pulled.
Really?
Yes.
Go
her
ahead.
Head doesn't even move.
Dude, she had her braid full in her hand.
Her head didn't even move. In fact, it was like
was she still pulling
she
it?
Turns
was she
around,
still pulling it? Was she still? Was her braid wrapped around her hand? Was it yes or no?
I couldn't see it.
Oh, so now you couldn't see
no,
it.
No, because I'm saying if I have a fistful of braid and I pull down, your head's moving. Her head didn't move.
Guys, look, what are we talking about? Hold on, just stop right quick. You just said, Chris, that you thought Caitlin Clark flopped right now.
Yes.
When that player intentionally confronted her and bumped her into the referee. Watch it again. It is clearly not a flop. Clearly. Why? Caitlin Clark had already been bumped by the girl that allegedly poked her in the eye. That I did not and cannot see clearly. But she bumped her. Caitlin Clark was already off balance, grabbing her eye.
There we go. She was off balance.
Hold on.
Of course. She didn't shove her.
She
literally ran up to her, and her hands were like this.
I think we got to hate her.
No, we got to hate her. Why would I be hating? No.
I don't know, because to have the take that you have is not logical.
No,
it is clear as day.
It's the fact that you have her up here.
Gives her a two-hand jam right in the ribs.
But you're affecting what you're saying about PC, and I don't think you're necessarily wrong. He's got her on a massive pedestal.
Yes.
A lot of other people do, but you're letting that cloud your judgment of what is an obvious call right now.
It seems worse, but it's not that bad.
The receiving end of three times more flagrant fouls than
every other player. Every other WNBA player has had stuff like this happen, but yet...
No, they haven't.
But yet, absolutely, they haven't. It does not get brought up.
Diana Taurasi even said that's not true.
Dude, I'm sorry, but you see it all across the WNBA games.
Diana Taurasi said she gets hit more than anybody else.
Other stuff happened too, but yet, just because it's Caitlin Clark, it's the big deal. And I get it. I completely get it.
I feel like Diana has a more credible source on this thing.
No, and that's fine, but it's just like, dude, like, come on. Like, it's a play. It's basketball. It happens.
That's not basketball. Dude, the whistle is blown. The play is dead.
We see it happen all the time in the WNBA.
No, we don't.
It's bigger than just a play.
No, we don't.
It's bigger than just a play right now, because Caitlin Clark and the physicality against her is at a peak right now. It's not just a play for that reason. But never mind the poke in the eye. Never mind the initial shove by the player that poked her in the eye. It's whoever confronted her that bumped her into the referee. That in and of itself is extra. That is too much over the line. That should have been teed up at the very least.
They both got teed up.
Then fine. I don't understand. I thought you said they weren't teed up. You think she should have been ejected for that?
Not ejected. Absolutely should have been ejected.
No, come on.
Nobody in the NBA would have gotten ejected for chest bumping another player.
You
ejected somebody off of that? What are we doing?
Seen guys get flagrant twos for things that really shouldn't have been flagrant ones.
Well, and quite the opposite, you know, for your Draymond Greens and your...
Draymond has his own set of rules, but he doesn't apply.
Okay, and your Dylan Brooks's as well. Like, he even has his own set of rules to some degree. I mean, that just because it's Caitlin Clark, I think, is the only reason.
But that's the problem,
like,
is because it's Caitlin Clark
worthy.
And she gets hit so many times. Dirty hits, after the play hits, dead ball hits, hit from behind, blindsided. How many times do we see it and nothing gets done about it?
But the referees have an opportunity to take control of a game, PC, and they gave her a tech. Now, Caitlin Clark, you know, said something, you know, to the person that poked her in the eye. Should Caitlin Clark have been given a tech right there? Absolutely not.
For getting thumbed in the eye and then shoved to the ground. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't deserve a tech for that.
No, you don't deserve a tech to it. Why did she get a tech? That's where the WNBA, you know, situation is whack. Like, if you want to take control of the situation.
Everybody outside the WNBA knows Caitlin Clark is their cash cow. She's brought all the eyes in. She's brought all the money in. She's the reason people watch.
The WNBA knows that.
The numbers bear all this out.
They just don't act on it. They don't act on it.
The fact that the women's Final Four in her senior year outdrew the men's Final Four by 4 million viewers told the WNBA, you have a tsunami of new fans coming into the league.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
So instead of, you know, trying to make their product the best possible product, it's the resentment of Caitlin Clark from inside the league by the league's establishment, which are mostly not white women covering the league.
Okay.
Who all have an axe to grind for some unknown reason over Caitlin Clark, who has never been in.
Not necessarily unknown.
Oh, that is, considering they've got a former, you know, WNBA Hall of Famer who's on their broadcast who wouldn't say her name for an entire game, Sean.
I'm just telling you, it's not necessarily unknown. It remains largely unsaid. That's, we all kind of know, okay? But there is an area in the middle. It's not a gray area, but there is an area in the middle where we don't have to be hyperbolic about one way or the other.
Okay, so explain to me this. How come Breanna Stewart's never getting shoved around like this?
Because she's not Caitlin Clark. Like
she's a two-time MVP. She's one of the greatest women's players of all time.
Not polarizing.
How is Caitlin Clark polarizing? Because she signs autographs?
Because players, current and former, have made her polarizing because of the narrative that they set and the impact that she was going to have and then immediately did have in the WNBA. They don't like it.
None of that was set by her.
They don't. Set by who?
By Caitlin.
No, of course it's not going to be set by her. It's the reaction to her.
All she ever does.
What do individual players do? Do you think Michael Jordan comes into the league and says, hey, you know, I'm going to take over and it's going to be Nike and it's going to be this? No, it's made about him. Like, he doesn't make it about him.
All
it's all made about
him. Caitlin never says anything derogatory about anybody. All she does is always put over teammates, put over her competitors. She puts over everybody. She signs autographs before the game.
Sounds like every player that I've heard.
Not every player, but you know, there are a lot of players.
Most players, right? Most players usually do that because that's what they're supposed to kind of do.
Sign autographs before and after the game?
Yeah, sign autographs.
But they don't.
Don't prop up. That has nothing to do with the issue. Caitlin Clark's doing what she wants to do, and that's great.
My point is she hasn't done anything that should make people want to go after her. Yet because of the success she was expected to have and then had.
Right.
She is a target for a lot of dirty plays.
Yes.
And the league lets it go.
Well,
too much.
And I don't disagree with that. You could just say that, but I think you've taken it to this extreme level where...
I didn't have to. They've done it for me.
Well, she can do absolutely no wrong, and, you know, I think...
Oh, hold on. That's a totally different subject. How is she can do no wrong? She gets a two-hander and sent to the ground. Like, what? So she was there, so she was, like, also wrong? Like, where are we taking that argument?
I just said she can do no wrong. Like, you're making it...
I didn't say she could do no wrong. What I said is that she is targeted relentlessly, and the league doesn't do bleep about it.
And I agree with you. I mean, I don't know what we're arguing about.
You
said,
like, oh, you make it that she could do no wrong. What she did, this
well,
is
like she's
all
like a
she's
saint.
Done is getting clubbed.
You know, it's like she's a saint or something like that. Like,
let's not act like
who cares
she
if she's signing autographs and taking pictures and all that stuff. Like, a lot of players do that. That has nothing to do with, like, the mistreatment of her.
No, but it's not where, like, Chris mentioned Angel Reese. And I'm going to tell you, I wanted Angel Reese to be a better player than she is because I wanted that rivalry to be
She's
real.
In her second year, don't forget.
I know. And so is she a good player?
Yeah, she's a good player, except when she has to shoot the basketball. Then she's not so good. But the point being is that Angel will say, oh, well, you know, Caitlin Clark's not the only reason people watch games. You know, people watch games for me, too.
Well, I mean, that is true.
Apparently it's not.
I mean, technically it is true. Some people do tune in to watch her. Like to sit here and act like what she her statement is incorrect all of a sudden just because she doesn't get the amount of views that Caitlyn does doesn't mean that people don't sit there and watch her.
But again, it's kind of like, okay, there's Pat Mahomes. When Pat Mahomes plays, people tune in to watch Pat Mahomes play football. But just because Pat Mahomes is not playing football, but Derrick Henry is playing football, like far less people care about a running back running a football versus a quarterback doing crazy things and throwing a football. Yes, people are going to watch Derrick Henry play. Not as many that we're going to watch Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
When Caitlin Clark plays,
that's an obvious thing.
2.5 million people are tuning in, and they have to go to the NBA arena to sell out the 20,000 seats.
I get it.
Nobody else
I
has
get
that.
It.
Not even close.
I get it.
But not even half.
But here's the problem. That's the main point you're making. It's just like, dude, like, let these... Bro, they were scrapping literally the entire game. Caitlin Clark literally shoved homegirl earlier during the game. But yet we're sitting here talking about, oh, Caitlin Clark doesn't do anything.
No, but
no, she nobody does. Said she didn't do anything. What I said is this is a dirty play. She gets hit. The whistle is blown.
She does
the
dirty things too.
Dead.
She's done it. Getting she shoved hit. Somebody.
That is not dirty. Basketball, you got people get shoved.
Oh.
When you shove somebody, when the whistle is blown and the ball is not in play and you hit them from the blind side.
Tech.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Tech. And she got a tech.
And there's absolutely nobody who should be debating this.
Not. It's a tech. But to your point, talking about the game being chippy, okay, it's the referee's responsibility to take control of the game. Did the referee take control of the game by double teching Caitlin Clark? Hold on. Caitlin Clark, does she deserve a technical foul in that situation? She got poked in the eye and then blindsided by
another
player.
And was shoving a player literally during the beginning of the game. So, yes, they all deserve
that play.
No,
not
but
the beginning of the game.
To control everything as a ref, they controlled everything. They said, you know what? I'm going to tee you up. I'm going to tee you up, and I'm going to tee you up. And guess what? That's it.
But
anything else that happens?
They miss an opportunity. They miss an opportunity to help squash this conversation that you don't like having in that if they don't call a tech, for instance, on Caitlin Clark along with the opposition and just call it on the opposition that blindsided her, that sends a message. Enough is enough in the game and in that moment against Caitlin Clark. And that's it. You cannot issue a technical foul, and referees do. I'm not pretending they don't. You cannot issue a technical foul for something that that player did a quarter and a half ago or 5 minutes ago that maybe you should have called, but you didn't. And now because she's a little reactionary, you're going to get her. You know, no, that's not taking control of the game. That's inciting more problems. 7-1, that escalated very quickly. Thanks,
well,
guys.
That escalated quickly.
That was fun. I like this. Passionate WNBA conversation, Sports Radio 610.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5. An Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.